VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jenny. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? How much does culture affect our day-to-day life? Well, let's just say a lot. It affects how we think, how we behave, what rules we live by, and what things we decide to use. Unfortunately, it seems like culture is nowadays underrated. Our video today takes us through what culture mining means and its value, beginning with our sentence of the day. Cultural mining describes the process by which the most valuable parts of culture by which we understand the arts, humanities, and philosophy are recovered and made useful for our own times. 文化挖掘描述了一个过程，一个将当时最有价值的文化，一些我们能够理解的艺术、人文、科学、哲学，在我们的时代复原并成为有用的资源的过程。Let's listen again to the sentence at a slower speed. Cultural mining describes the process by which the most valuable parts of culture by which we understand the arts, humanities, and philosophy are recovered and made useful for our own times.And here are some pronunciation tips.
第一个是 mining， 这里的第一个 i 我们念一个长长的 i， mining。第二个字是 humanities， humanities 来自原本的 human 这个字。练习的时候可以把它分成四个音节 humanities， 跟 human 这个字的发音有一点不一样，这边的 a 是一个 a 的音。Humanities 第三个发音重点是 philosophy 这边前面的 ph 念 f 的音 philosophy 这个字里面有两个 o 第一个是 r 的音然后第二个 o 是 a 的音 philosophy philosophy Now let's look into our vocabulary words Number one Mining
采矿Mining is the industry or activity of removing substances such as coal or metal from the ground by digging. Here is an example sentence. Australia is known famously for its mining industry, as it contributes significantly to the country's economy.
澳洲以其矿产业为名，因为它对国家的经济有显著的贡献。采矿应该大家都很熟悉。这次影片里的主题 Cultural Mining 对很多人来说也许还有点陌生。另外也有一种学术名词叫做 Data Mining， 这指的是从数据中挖掘知识，中文翻译成资料探勘。
The idea of Cultural Mining is still fairly new to most people. There's another term called Data Mining,which is the process of analyzing massive volumes of data to discover business intelligence. Number two, the arts. This is a noun, and it means the making or showing or performance of painting, acting, dancing, and music.
中文的意思就是艺术，像是绘画、表演、舞蹈、音乐等的总称。
Example sentence.The arts have been a great part of many civilizations, and their form and values are often shaped by the evolution of societies.
艺术表现在很多的文明社会中扮演着重大的角色，而它的形态和价值通常会受社会变迁所塑化。
Here are some words that are closely related to the arts. Fine arts,
美术，指绘画和雕塑。
Liberal arts,大学的文科 Artists
艺人或艺术家
Number three Recover This is a verb to get back something lost or spent.
失而复得，重新得到。
Here is an example sentence. If you'd like to recover your forgotten password, you must fill out a request form and direct it to the IT department.
若要重获你遗失的密码，你必须填妥申请单，并将其送往 IT 部门。
I once heard someone say, to know where you're going, you must know where you came from, or something to that effect. There's some value in learning about your people and your society, and I hope fewer cultures fade into the past because they're forgotten, so I urge you to go do some digging. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to leave your recordings, and I'll see you next time. Bye!